You're listening to the Side Gig Central podcast, episode number 8. Have you ever thought about starting a creative side gig, like building a personal brand, building some sort of an empire that is all about you, all about your story? Well, if you're any type of creative side gig entrepreneur, this is a must-listen episode. Today, I'm speaking with Denise Petty of Red Feather Communications. She has a brand consulting and brand image business where she helps businesses or side gig hustlers like you tell their story in a way that's compelling and actually generates revenue. She's also a realtor in the state of New Jersey, and she calls herself a co-side gig hustler, which I think is super fascinating. So today I talked to Denise about everything brand strategy, brand image, what you can do at a very low cost, how you can get started, and what are the ways in which you can actually build a personal brand. We also have a brand new segment for today's show, and we actually choose a winner of the Side Gig Shower, which was a quick giveaway that we started on the Instagram channel for Side Gig Central, and we choose the winner of the contest. And Denise has generously donated her time to give the winner a 1 hour brand strategy session. So not only is she giving us all the knowledge about brand strategy, but she's also a side gig fairy godmother and very Oprah-like. So if you want to learn more about how to build your own personal empire on a shoestring budget, I think this episode is going to be right up your alley. The Side Gig Central podcast is powered by Drive It Away, the only rental car company built around rideshare drivers so that you can rent to own your vehicle. Visit driveitaway.com for more details. You're listening to the Side Gig Central podcast, where we truly believe that your side gig has the power to change your life. My name is Elena Ciccatelli, and I'm a small business owner and side gig hustler just like you. I'm so excited to help you redefine what success looks like in today's gig economy. Listen in on honest conversations that I have with the experts and from hardworking side gig entrepreneurs just like you who are killing it with their side hustle. Learn the best strategies, tips, and tricks that have helped others pave their own way and craft their dream side gig. So if you're ready to get started, up your game, and do the work, you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started. So Denise Petty is in the studio with me today, and I'm absolutely thrilled that she is here. Denise, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We actually met over Instagram. A mutual friend of ours kind of like connected the dots for us. So yeah. So it was really cool how we met. And we've just kind of been like chatting back and forth on like ideas for this podcast. And it kind of very much evolved as a collaboration. So really psyched to talk to you today.
Yay. Thank you for having me. And I give a little shout out to Grateful Dez for the introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Grateful Dez. So we want to start off with some rapid fire questions just to kind of get us loosened up, get it warmed up for today. So your most used emoji, what would that be?
It may be a tie. I think I probably use the crying with laughter emoji.
Yes. The one to the side, tilted or straight on?
Tilted with the tears. It has to be maybe in equal amount with the red heart emoji, which I I don't know if that can be overused, but
no, I love the red heart emoji. That's classic. That's classy. My last question for you is, what would you say to your 16-year-old self? Because I sure as heck know what I would say to my 16-year-old self. So what would you say to yourself?
I wonder if we would say the same thing. So, as a brand manager, I'd probably borrow from Nike if I can. I would say just do it.
Don't love wait. That. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And that can be applicable for any and all aspects of life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just don't second guess yourself. Don't wonder what the implications are going to be. Just listen to that still small voice that's inside of you, and it's telling you to go for it.
I love it. Now, let's get into kind of who you are and what you're all about, and kind of bring me the story of Denise Petty. Give me all the side hustles.
Okay. So I call my side hustles co-hustles. So I'm a brand manager, and I've been a brand manager for about 20 years. And what that essentially means is that I make it my business to mind everyone else's in the business world. So I like to take a company and what their goals are, what they are aspiring to do, either to evolve their brand or to establish their brand, and really look at what it looks like, what it sounds like, and what it feels like for the consumer. So that is what I've spent the majority of my career doing. And more recently, in the last 3 years, I obtained my real estate license. So I am also a licensed real estate professional and with the New Jersey the Association of Realtors. So I am a bit of a hybrid. I have multiple interests, and so I think my brand management has served my real estate aspirations and goals as well. So I kind of have made my side hustles into, I call myself co-career.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Can we make that a hashtag co-career?
Why not?
Okay.
Let's brand it.
So what does a typical day look like for you? Because I know you have clients for your brand consulting business. You are in real estate. Mm-hmm. So imagine you have clients there as well. Mm-hmm. Walk me through what is a typical kind of day for you.
So one of the bold laws that I've learned in my real estate career is that being successful is less about selling real estate and more about keeping a schedule. Mm-hmm. So keeping a schedule has become really vital and essential to my success, and just managing everything that I have going on at this, you know, there's usually many things that are competing for my attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including my children.
Right.
So what I would say is that I have a planner. I call it's a planner called Plan, Pray, Slay, and it helps with self-care and discipline and making sure that I'm taking care of myself as well as everybody else. And so it helps me to plan out my week, plan out my month, plan out my day by the hour. And so in the morning, typically I wake up. My husband and I have a schedule, a routine to get our children out the door and off to their school day, and then we'll caffeinate and
yes.
take our beloved dog for a walk.
Yeah.
And after we get home, that the walk will either will be the exercise or will lead to our exercise when we get back, and then it's more of like a self-care time for me where I will immerse in my journal. Or a podcast or some form of personal development. And then it sort of launches me into my prospecting. So I'll spend the first several hours of my day connecting with my prospective clients or my existing clients and just give them sort of the once over, the state of the union, if you will, related to what their either their home search or their listing. And then I will sort of bookend my days with real estate. And in the middle is the brand management piece. So because a lot of listings happen at the kitchen table, either at breakfast or over, you know, after dinner, I have to kind of reserve my mornings and my evenings for that piece of business. And so things like inspections and things like, you know, settlements, they usually happen on the earlier part of the day. So
it's interesting.
Yeah. And then the middle part of the day is when I'll really dive into the personal brands. I have a lot of brands in the personal empowerment space. So I will spend my time working on logos and working on collateral marketing, collateral or websites or social media marketing for the people that I serve.
I love it. And really, I'm a huge proponent of scheduling. Like I think we talked about this offline a little bit about still maintaining our main like kind of full-time job mm-hmm. and then kind of going back and forth, dabbling between the side hustles or the co-side hustle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, scheduling is such a vital piece of the puzzle. So I really want to get into talking about your brand image consulting business that you have. When a new client hires you, what does the process look like? What are the steps that you kind of go through with them as a maybe a client intake, if you will? What does that look like?
It's exactly what it looks like, actually. I call it an intake session where I get the download of what it is that they're looking to accomplish. So where is their brand currently? Is it getting established or is it evolving? Are they looking to take it in a different direction? Do they need a new logo or did they just want the logo, the current logo that they have, just have an evolution of sorts? So we define where they are now and where they're hoping to head,
yep.
where they're hoping to end up.
Yep.
And then we can benchmark it. So what I like to do is I give them a document that I call the discovery intake, and I'll email that to them. They can complete it, return it to me, and it gives me a sense of scope. So I can say, okay, are we working on the look and feel of the brand? Are we going to, do you have a component that requires a web presence, e-commerce? What are we looking like with social media? You know, does it make sense for you to be on Twitter? Does it make sense for you to be on Facebook? Or are your consumers really hanging out on Instagram? So after I kind of establish and evaluate where we're headed, then I can put together a proposal of sorts and say, okay, let's piece this out in stages or phases, or maybe there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to the project, and we can determine the timeline and the budget.
Perfect. And I also kind of would imagine, too, this whole process that you've come up with, that you've articulated so beautifully, and this process, how long has that taken you to kind of evolve that? And what was like the light bulb moment for you to be like, yeah, this is something that I really want to invest in and something I really want to help people with?
So while I was going to college, my undergrad, like being co-career, I was also a full-time student and a full-time employee doing marketing and graphic design for a company. And I really discovered that I loved the creative marriage of being able to sort of inform the trajectory in a creative, have like that influence, a creative influence in the company's perceived image. And I thought, this is really a unique marriage of my interests, because I'm also a writer. So I thought, okay, I can kind of write campaigns, I can design campaigns. And meanwhile, I was going to school for graphic design, web design, and journalism. So I was congealing all of these multiple interests. And eventually, it just kind of became what I do and what I did for a living. And when I started to have kids, I thought, you know, I really want to be home with my kids. And so I became like a freelance independent contractor for companies. And I think the whole time I was just sort of hoping, maybe wondering if somebody would discover me, you know, if somebody would bring me into their Fortune 500 company because they got to kind of saw what my potential was. And that did actually happen a couple times, not Fortune 500 necessarily, but a couple companies that saw what I offered and they offered to bring me in-house. And I took those gigs because they operated like, you know, they offered me the opportunity to have health benefits and have a 401k and have paid vacation time off and all these different things. And it was very attractive to me. Until I started to see that I was building someone else's dream instead of my own.
Can you just repeat that sentence one more time? Because I think it needs to resonate, like reverberate outside of the walls of the studio. So
yeah, and I'm all about that. You know, you'll see it actually on my social media. I say people, places, and dreams, and I'm a dream weaver, and I'm all about the life and the home of your dreams is closer than you think, because all these people that I was working with and for, I was building their dream. And I thought, how do I do this? How do I forge that, you know, that, how do I have the synapses to allow this in my own life? And a lot of times corporate cultures can be so stifling and they can really tax our soul. And I thought,
yes,
you know, this is like you know, I don't want to be in a toxic environment, and I can, there's no reason why I can't do this for myself.
Oh, I am beyond enthusiastic about the fact that you just said that, because it's so true. And I know a lot of our listeners are feeling that at this kind of particular point because of the gig economy and because you're no longer boxed into this 9-to-5 life that we're all kind of like sold this narrative that we have to do 9-to-5. You come home, you watch Netflix, you go to bed, you start the whole thing all over again. It's like now it's the gig economy. And I always like to say too, if you have Wi-Fi, a smartphone, like why are you broke in 2019 and you have a brain and you can think and maybe you're a little bit creative? There are so many things. And again, to your point about building your dream instead of somebody else's. And again, I get it, like the 401k, the nice cushy paycheck every 2 weeks, the health benefits, like those are all so, again, it's like a nice cozy blanket for you to curl up into. But again, whose dream are you building? You're building somebody else's dream versus your dream. So, Denise, we are sisters from another mister. So, we're gonna keep it going, keep the party going here. So, question about your brand consulting business, because I'm, as you can tell, I'm fascinated by this because my life is absolutely consumed with brand management because I'm actually doing it for myself right now. So, getting a lot of questions about this topic for you. So what do you wish you had known before starting out your brand image consulting business? What do you wish that you knew prior to really getting into it?
How to build some type of monetization more than just being a freelancer, more than just by the hour, more than just by the project. You know, there's value added things that I've learned as I've grown in my career and in my expertise, I've started to see. And also now that the models in the gig economy, you start to really see how people are chunking things out and making a lot of these initiatives not only repeat business, you know, but referral business. So I think there's ways to build it a business that we hadn't even considered 20 years ago.
How do you put a dollar amount on your value? That's a tricky thing.
The value proposition with branding is always about the ROI.
Yeah.
And I often say, you know, a lot of this is foundational. You know, when you're building a brand, it's not ROI positive yet.
Yeah.
So it's really about investing in yourself and investing in what it is that you're here to do.
Right.
And you're either going to go full bore and do it, or you're going to shy away from it and just stay locked into the system of the cog in the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're actually, well, this podcast is super special because not only is Denise here, but we're actually choosing the winner of the Side Gig Shower today. The reason why I'm mentioning it right now is because we have 5 minutes before we're going to actually announce the winner on Instagram. We're going to video chat with the winner, and then we're going to like bring them online and we're going to talk to them as well. Very exciting. There might be some hiccups in the road here, so bear with me. We're probably going to have to chunk this out a little bit. So, Denise, did you actually, I'm going to read the entries. We had 4 finalists for the Side Gig Shower. And for you guys that don't know that what the heck the Side Gig Shower even is, well, you should be following the Side Gig Central podcast on Instagram. And if you are not, go ahead and do that right now. But essentially, the shower is a giveaway. And the giveaway is for one lucky Side Gig entrepreneur to help them clear time in their schedule. We talked about schedule early on. Help clear up some time for them to actually work on their side gig, work on their passion. And the giveaway is pretty dope, actually, if I may say so myself. It's $100 to Starbucks because you need to caffeinate. $100 to Tackle so that you can get some help cleaning your kitchen because it's probably disgusting right now. $100 to DoorDash for meal delivery because making dinner sucks. $100 to Care.com because your kids are probably running around and you need some time to have a sustained thought in your brain. And I think one of the best parts is the 1 hour brand consulting strategy session with Denise. She so generously has donated to the podcast. So I thank you, Denise, yes, in advance for that. Very fantastic. And also, last but not least, 1 hour business coaching session with attorney, Wharton grad, and serial entrepreneur John Passamato. So I am going to read what the four finalists actually wrote. The parameters to actually enter the contest was you had to say why you wanted to win. So here are the four finalists. All right. We're going to, and Denise is going to pick the winner today. The first finalist is saying, I have a gourmet food truck is my side hustle, and I want to win so I can get another step closer to getting my truck done. I'd pay anything forward so that I don't need to do another side hustle to make this happen. All right, so that's entry number one. Entry number two says, I would love to win this giveaway. The reason being is that I've recently lost my job and my side hustles are slowly becoming my main hustles. Mm. I'm a young entrepreneur who grew up without luxuries and money, so I'm trying to progress so that I can take care of my mom and sisters because she raised us as best she could and she deserves the world. I work from home as a social media manager and consultant, and I'm also a blogger and YouTuber. I want to inspire others to follow their dreams no matter what they start with, and I would really appreciate winning this giveaway because having someone be able to help me guide me in the right direction for my business would be super helpful right now, and I'm not in a position where I can hire a coach just yet. Okay, so that was entry number two. Entry number three. I have two side gigs, a meal prep delivery service and Isagenics, another meal prep person. I want to win so that I can generate enough side gig business to make my 9-to-5 job unnecessary. Mm. Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Last one. Entry number four. I am a full-time stay-at-home mom growing my own business. My primary business is a life coach for moms focused on goal setting. My side hustle is Beachbody coach, or my side hustle is a Beachbody coach, and I want to win that care.com gift card so that I can get some uninterrupted work hours. And I'm also pumped about the guest spot on the podcast. So this is
this is a tough one.
I do not envy your position right now.
I'm good at branding. I'm not good at choosing, right, you know, winners of contest.
I'm putting
you
on
the
spot.
Can I do like the 4-finger like slap on the desk thing and like, yeah, see which one?
Yes.
All right, good.
It's like a tie.
All right, look, I'm just gonna say number one seems it's my trigger finger, but it seems to be tingling the most.
Number one. Who was number one? Actually, number one was Desiree.
Oh, yay!
Desiree is the winner. So, congratulations,
Desiree.
Yes, we got a winner here. And again, thank you so much for everyone who entered the contest. I thought everybody's entries were super compelling and super interesting. So I think we need to do.
I think everyone's a winner. I'll just give my logo branding session to everyone.
Are you serious right now?
I'm totally serious. They all deserve it.
Oh my gosh, this is an Oprah moment. Breaking news. This just in. Denise is the most generous person on earth.
Oh, yay.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Yay, everybody's a winner.
Yeah, we need like sound effects.
I know. We need like a we need some more sound effects. So I got an Instagram question from a fan of the show. It comes from Abiola Booker. What up, Abiola? Her side hustle is relaunching her YouTube channel, and she wrote in to ask you, Denise, how do I become an expert in my category, and how do I start to build my brand on a budget?
Hi, Abiola. Thanks for the question. I would say, obviously, seeing what your successful peers are doing, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but you want to really define your own brand. You want to be yourself. You don't want to imitate and rip off someone else's brand, because that's what they're supposed to be doing. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. But looking at what they're doing and how they're reaching influence and, you know, being a person of influence is really something special. But I think number one, it's patience. You have to just be patient. You're not going to build this expert brand overnight. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some hustle. It's going to take some investment of research. I would say the more you can observe and read and absorb, you know, all of the nuggets of truth that are, have to do with your industry and with your specialty, your category, the better off you'll be. As far as doing it on a budget, I mean, really, there's so many resources available to us that are very low to no cost. You can define what you'd like to pay on some of these websites, some of these branding websites. You know, even working with someone like myself in the brand space, we can determine what you can afford and we can scale it accordingly. So if you say, okay, well, this is how much I have to spend or I'm willing to spend on a website like Fiverr or 99 Designs, you know, if you need a logo, if you need a website, if you need an app, if you need anything like that, you can sort of determine who you're going to work with based on what they're willing to be paid for the job.
Right.
So you kind of define the scope and then someone will raise their hand and say, I'd like to be considered. And then if you work with someone like myself, you say, what can we do for this much? And maybe you go on a retainer, you know, for a small amount per month, you know, in order to just kind of cover the cost of for the time required to create that objective. Or maybe, you know, maybe it's a phased out project where you pay a little bit in the beginning, a little bit in the middle, a little bit at the end. Maybe it's an amortized payment schedule. There's lots of ways to do it. And it's about being creative. But most importantly, it's about setting up your tribe. It's kind of like, get out there and talk to people who have done this already, and they're going to point you in the right direction.
Yeah. And is it also safe to say that you should binge on podcasts? Because yes. They're free.
Absolutely. 100%. I would binge on every Side Hustle podcast, specifically one in particular that's super.
Are we doing a plug for Side Gig Central right now? Because if we are, I love you.
I think that might have just happened.
Yes. Yes. No, but in all seriousness, I will shout out like some really helpful podcasts that I know that I have been binging on hardcore. Jenna Kutcher has one, which is called The Gold Digger Podcast, nice. Which is, I think it's a Forbes rated podcast. Rachel Hollis, I mean, she's got like so many books out. Girl, Stop Apologizing. She has a podcast. She also has one with her husband. So if you find yourself being a side gig entrepreneur with your spouse or significant other, that one is super good. It's called Rise Together, I believe. And my other, Gary Vee.
Of course.
Come on. That's
Gary's
just,
my guy.
That's just a no-brainer. So those are, that's my two cents on podcasts. But yeah, I going back to what you were saying about figuring out what you can do with what you have. I recently recorded an episode all about kind of that topic, is starting from zero. How do you push past that feeling where like it's like, who am I? What is my voice? Like, mm-hmm. I don't really know much about. So the whole premise with that is, how do I maximize what my talents are? How do I define what my point of view is? How do I find my voice? So, and again, Google search bar can help you with a lot of things. And I think, you know, as we kind of get deeper into the rabbit hole, if you will, mm-hmm. of side gig entrepreneurship, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you don't know how to do.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think, you know, I think Google can only really get you so far, because eventually you have to start writing content. You have
yes.
to start documenting what it is that you're putting out there. It can keep you looped into a circuit of sorts that only keeps you from not doing.
Yeah.
So getting out there and actually producing, it actually moves the needle, you know, closer toward what you're looking to roll out. I think about getting started and getting ready to get ready.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So you do need to define the story. It is a narrative. Any personal brand is about a narrative. And so what is the story? And it's not so much your story as much as it is your consumer's story. They are the ones you're speaking to. So you need to know your audience. You have to. So if you know what it is that they're looking to obtain from your brand, then you can speak to the pain. Some people don't like that idea. Like I've had clients who are like, I don't want to speak to the pain. Truthfully, you do, because your brand is invented to address the pain and to solve the pain. So I think
smart.
It's very important to know what that story is and to really think about it and journal about it.
And I think also, too, we had this conversation prior to us actually meeting, was the chicken and the egg kind of theory. It's like, the idea is here. Do I start? I have another gig that I'm doing, or I have a full-time job. It's what comes first.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, like you had said, you know, real estate is still your side hustle, but, you know, you still have your brand consulting business. So how do you, like, negotiate those two things together, like, so that they kind of, like, harmoniously make up your... Yeah, exactly.
It is a tricky thing. And I think real estate's a great example of the chicken and the egg, because you have to go to real estate school, you have to get your license, you have to get your, your business cards, your website. You have to get all of these things together before you can even go on a listing presentation or even show a house. You have to get your e-key, you have to join the listing service, you have to do all of these... it would seem that you're treading water so much that you can't even, and then you, of course, no one wants to give you a listing if you've never had a listing.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to trust your brand if you've never had someone trust it yet. So it is that chicken and the egg juggle, so to speak. And so I would say joining organizations or networking groups or any type of... kind of collaborative that can allow you to share ideas and to get in the headspace with other professionals, even if they're not in your particular subject of interest. All boats rise. Everybody is going to scratch each other's back, and there's going to be people out there that are haters. Haters going to hate, but
right.
It's really not about having it all together. You know, this it is a trial by fire.
And I think also too is what you had mentioned prior to this is about actually generating content and just going.
Absolutely.
I think that is probably the most. Being in your head telling yourself you can't do it is that blocker right there, maybe that capacity of saying, like, I'm going to push past this feeling of my stuff is not good enough, and, like, comparing yourself to other people that are maybe more well-established in the area. So I think it's kind of like this vicious cycle that we have to just, okay, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's happening, but then also let me just do the dang thing.
Yeah, and I say it to my kids. I say it to my son all the time. I say, look, you're not going to just know how to play, the entertainer on the piano. Like, you're going to have to learn it in chunks. You're going to have to learn it in pieces, and be gentle with yourself. Learn it slowly at first, and eventually you're going to learn it a little quicker. And it's not even, we like to say, too, about practice. It's not even about practice. It's about play. Like,
yes.
Have fun while you're doing it.
Yes. I just had Sarah Byron, who's a stand-up comedian, on the show last week, and she said something very similar, like, just have fun with it.
So
and
important.
If you don't have fun with it, then I think it also, like, we maybe put some, like, this undue stress on ourselves to think, like, oh, man, like, what am I doing? You know, maybe there's some outsider critique coming in saying, like, what are you doing with the...
Well, that's coming from your family, and it's coming from your parents. It's coming from the people closest to you. They're not even... You're like, aren't you supposed to be my biggest supporter?
Right. Yeah. It's very real. And I think going back to what you said, it's just going, pushing past that and just getting it done. At this moment, we're not able to get winner Desiree on the phone right now because she is actually doing a meeting for her full-time job and she can't pull herself away. So Desiree, we have to connect and get you all your goodies and get you hooked up with Denise for the brand consulting, and it'll be amazing. So I think... Well, assuming that the Side Geek Shower doesn't make me broke, I think we should do this more often.
I agree. Such a good idea.
All All right, so last question here, which is our famous Never Would I Ever segment. This is the part of the show where I ask every guest to fill in the blank of this one sentence as it relates to their area of expertise. So here we go. Fill in the blank. When it comes to my brand consulting business, never would I ever
download a logo from Google Images.
Ooh! Yes!
Yeah, there are lots of implications there. You do not want to get in a heated copyright rights managed debate with the owner of that, you know, the original creator of that logo. You don't want to say, oh, that looks good. And you can even go on certain websites that show, you know, your logo here, your company name here. There's different sites out there that you can download vector artwork, and vector just means, you know, you can manipulate it in certain programs, you know, illustrations. So you're not going to want to do that and say, yeah, this is mine. It's not yours.
Yes.
It never was.
Right.
Somebody designed it,
yeah,
and they put it on the internet. You downloaded it and you put your company name in the middle. That's not your logo.
Holy moly. That is a really good point, because Google Images is free. Everybody goes on it, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it happens all the time.
In fact, on your website and on your promotional materials, you don't want to download a Google image, because it will come back. They'll find you.
Have you seen an example? Like,
yes.
get into it.
Yeah. I worked for a company that used a website of a group of smiling children, used a photo of a group of smiling children on their website. And the photographer sent a letter through the attorney.
Was it like a cease and desist?
Yes. You have to.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to not use that photo anymore. And it was also rolled out across multiple. It was sort of a popular image that had gotten rolled out over all other materials. And so it really affected their business.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's such a small thing to
and it have seems, such a... It seems benign. It seems
trivial. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many free resources out there. Why wouldn't Google Images be free?
That's such a great point. Thank you for
You're welcome.
Because I would never...
Be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's better to... Always better to defer to your brand professional and say, listen, I need a photo shoot, or I need photos for this piece, because they're going to be able to guide you. And you may have to do a little bit of a spend, but it doesn't have to break the bank.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Going back to what you're saying, kind of that bidding... way to mm-hmm. go. Or, and also, too, another question, follow-up to that, bartering. Is mm-hmm. that something that, you know, somebody with maybe zero cash flow to get themselves started, like, hey, I'll do X, Y, and Z for you, you do X, Y, and Z for me, kind of barter it out, like exchange value?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. It's a good way to just a point of entry, you know, to say, I need a website, you know, you need... Who knows? Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in my case, I needed, I don't know. What did I need? Maybe with the winter, I needed a catered dinner. So, hey, you need a website, I need a catered dinner. Done.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then kind of exchanging value. Denise, this has been awesome.
Yes,
thanks for having me. Of course. I would love to have you back
if
your schedule allows it, if I can get into that eat, slay, pray. What was your thing, your schedule, it was called?
Plan, pray, slay. I'll put you on there.
I knew. All right, perfect. So we'll get another episode done with Denise, and I know this is going to be a fan favorite. I just know it. I can feel it in my bones. So if listeners want to connect with you online, where can they find you? What social platform do you hang out the most? Give me all the Denise info.
So I would say, DenisePetty.com is my real estate website, and my brand website, believe it or not, is actually under construction.
Well, maybe by the time this episode airs, it won't be anymore.
Hopefully it'll be live. And that's
yes.
That's Red Feather,
yes.
redfeathercommunications.com. And so I really do hang out a lot on Instagram. And that's how you and I found each other.
Yeah.
I think it's a great platform.
I love it.
And I think it's great for connecting on things like this.
Yes.
You know, because you really get straight to the point.
Absolutely.
You can DM me. Denise Petty is my handle. It's just DenisePetti. I'm on Facebook too. Denise Donnelly Petty. My maiden name is Donnelly. So You could find me there. You can text me. Just, I don't know if I can drop my phone number.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So 609-760-4334, 4334. So yeah, you just shoot me a text or FaceTime or just give me a buzz.
I love it. All right, Denise, this has been more than lovely. I appreciate all of your wisdom that you've shared on all things real estate, brand management, and just being a lovely human being. So I thank you so much for your time, and I'm so happy to meet you in person.
Yay.
For this. Yes, yeah, so.
I know. We went back and forth a lot. Thanks,
I know.
Elena. This has
thank
been great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to the Side Gig Central podcast. You can dive into the show notes for this episode and for all past episodes at sidegigcentral.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon. And by the way, keep up that side hustle because it looks good on you.